Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi there. Cheryl, I may have just spoke to you a short while ago. My name is Frances Fallon.
Yes, Ms. Fallon.
Yes. You know, I was looking at my order, and they entered a phone number. The way they entered one of the numbers, I'll just read it to you. It's a little odd, but they entered it in parentheses, the letters U.S., and then after that they entered some numbers. So maybe it's just entered in there incorrectly. It looks like it's U.S. with a little dash, then close parentheses. So, you know, like you would put parentheses around an area code. And then it's 631-7144.
Okay, so they got U.S.
In parentheses, U.S. dash, and that's all in parentheses. And then they have 631-7144.
631-7144.
Right.
Yeah, they messed up pretty bad.
Sorry?
Let's see. I said they messed up pretty bad. Let's see what I can find under that.
Yeah.
Well, see, if our system, look, if our system will even pick that up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Waiting to see if it pull up anything.
Okay.
And did they spell your name right on the order?
Yes, Frances Fallon.
It still should have came up with your name. Did they do two L's or one?
Two L's.
Okay.
And that's F as in Frank, A-L-L-O-N as in Nancy.
Yeah, it still should have came up under your name then if they got your name spelled right, just the phone number wrong.
Yeah, that's the name on the order.
No, ma'am. Nothing came up with the number that way.
Okay. All right. Let me try them again. All right. Thank
okay.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.